This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. In 1952, a group of artists and business people in Taos got together and established a community gallery showcasing Taos art. Over the following 60 years, that association has grown, going through a number of changes and restructurings and a variety of buildings. It's known today as the Taos Center for the Arts, home of the Taos Community Auditorium. And on the phone with us this morning for a look at the center's 60th anniversary is the Taos Center for the Arts, Carol Kalem. Carol, the center was created as a showcase for art, but it has evolved into a center for all of the arts.
Yes, it's very, very exciting to see that this place still exists. 60 years is a long time for a nonprofit arts organization, I think.
Right, and it is one of the oldest nonprofits.
We like to think it is. Somebody can call us on that one, but I think if we're not the oldest, we're one of the oldest nonprofit arts organizations in the state. So, yes, it started as a gallery in this old historic hacienda, and there's no time to talk about the history of this place, which is just amazing. But today, we have a stables gallery, which was the original stables for this hacienda, and the Taos Community Auditorium, as you mentioned. And we have been continuously programming that theater since 1972. Mm-hmm. There was 1 year in 2000 where the theater closed for about a year, with a lot of improvements made. But one of the most exciting things that happened in recent years was that the board and very active community members were able to raise money to expand and change the whole front of the building. So we're very proud of the new face on our old gal.
And you mentioned one of the galleries, the Stables Gallery. There is another art exhibition space as well.
Right, and part of that beautification and that big change, giving us a very large lobby area, is that we are able to have a wonderful, wonderful gallery in there. It's called the Encore Gallery. Years before, on that very spot, there was the Encore Theater. It was just a little rustic building with benches and a tin roof, and theater production happened there in the 50s. And in 1972, a number of local people raised money to build the auditorium that's standing on that site now.
Right. It has 285 seats.
Correct.
And been upgraded a lot over the years.
A lot, yes, yes. One of those upgrades, which I love to mention, is just recently, within the last 2 years, we are now doing the Met live in HD. So, you know, being able to see those performances from the Metropolitan Opera is just amazing and outstanding.
Tell me about some of the other events that the Taos Center for the Arts has planned for this fall.
We have live performing arts season, which, again, we've been doing for many, many years with companies from, well, all over the world, really, and local productions as well. We run an ongoing movie series called Movies at the TCA with independent films and award-winning films of all kinds. You know, many, many, many people use our theater, as well as artists putting shows in the Stables Gallery and classes in there. So it gets a lot of use, and I think it's a gem in the middle of this town, and so many, many thousands of people have given their blood, sweat, and tears to keep this going over the 60 years, let me tell you. And I'm one of those folks, because I just believe that this is a terrific asset for this community, for northern New Mexico, really.
The Taos Center for the Arts celebrates its 60th anniversary this year. For information about the center and its events planned for the coming season, go to tcataos.org or call 575-758-2052. We've been speaking with the Taos Center for the Arts, Carol Kalem. Carol, congratulations to you and to the center for this great anniversary.
Thank you, Spencer. I appreciate talking to you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.